Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Morning Show.
Okay, you want to rehearse it one time before we go on the air?
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good, but I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
Stand up real quick. Come on. Come on. Yeah, we gotta stand. Yo, everybody, come get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Don't be cute with it. You gotta get, come on. Fifth one. Fourth one. Come on. Sing it.
I never knew I could be so happy. I never knew.
think I want to hit the moon.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the World According to Drew. I'm Andrew Wiggum, live from Studio A this morning on this beautiful fourth day of December 2022. Happy holidays. Happy holidays to all. So much is going on. As always, read your African-American newspapers. No matter where you are, we have a conglomerate of news resources led by the great Cheryl Smith. I tell you, she has Texas Metro News, which is really flying high. Really flying high. We have the Garland Journal, as well as my iMessenger. So no excuse, no excuse at all for the news. Again, I say happy holidays to you as we embark on this first full week of December. So much is going on, as I mentioned previously. We have about 21 days to Christmas. So get your list together. Let you know. I'll contact you personally, let you know what items I need for Christmas as well. But, again, so much is going on. We're going to talk about Hakeem Jeffries. We'll talk about the Georgia runoff between Reverend Warnock and Herschel Walker. Gun violence, which is a shame that we have to mention this every week. This over in China, they're using cell phones to track down protesters. Wow. You know, is that something? And we're going to talk about that, get some folks in and tell us a little bit of how they feel as it relates to that. You know, there are a lot of murders going on. Right here in Fort Worth alone, the attorney that was defending the suspect, or actually not the suspect, you still call him a suspect. The officer that killed a young lady over in Fort Worth, he passed, but the judge continued the case. Because usually you might have one lead attorney, and then they have a team. So that has been going on. And so we'll see what's really happening. A lot is going on throughout this world. World Cup soccer, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about a variety of things that are going on. But some of the things I want to talk about, we gave you some shopping tips. We'll get some folks on a little bit later to talk about what does Christmas mean to them. And then we'll give you a little bit more about that. I'll go ahead and read what is Christmas. Now, you know, Christmas is celebrated throughout the world. And we all know it as the birth of Jesus. And some people, you know, they may do different things, but globally, that is what it's known for. Christmas is an annual festival commemorating the birth of Jesus, observed primarily on December 25th as a religious and cultural celebration among billions of people around the world. A feast central to the Christian liturgical year, it is preceded by the season of Advent or the Nativity Fast. It initiates the season of Christmas tide. You know, you've always heard about Christmastide carols, which historically in the West lasts 12 days and culminates on the 12th night, which is Christmas Day. Now, for you some of that skeptics, remember the 12 days of Christmas. It's a public holiday in many, many countries. It is celebrated religiously by a minority of Christmas, as well as culturally by many non-Christmas, and forms an integral part of the holiday season organized around it. The traditional Christmas narrative recounted in the New Testament, known as the Nativity of Jesus, says that Jesus was born in Bethlehem in accordance with the prophecies. When Mary and Joseph arrived in the city, In the end, had no room, so they were offered a stable where the Christ child was born, with angels proclaiming his news to shepherds, who then spread the word. There are different hypotheses regarding the date of Jesus' birth. In the early 4th century, the church fixed the date as the 25th of December. This corresponds with the traditional date of the winter solstice on the Roman calendar. It is exactly 9 months after the Annunciation on March 25th. also the date of the spring equinox. Most Christians celebrate on 25th of December in the Gregorian calendar, which has been adopted almost universally in the civil calendars used in countries throughout the world. We'll get a few more of those dates. Pretty interesting. You know, I look at these things beforehand, and then you go through them, and you're like, oh, my God, there's something else. So we never get too old, to learn. I tell you, it is just what a wonderful, wonderful time that we are having here throughout this country. Hopefully, with everything that's going on, we can find some peace and love. Because that is what we need, peace and love in this country. So much is going on around us, the shootings, the elections, you know. Let's get this thing right. We need to get it right because we think about in our childhood when we have Christmas and you ask people, what does it mean to me? What does it mean to me? I tell you, it's overwhelming. Overwhelming when you have days of fighting, days of killing. You know, we talk about the mass destruction all the time. Those are the dates that we try to at least have something going on where we can enjoy our lives without worrying about certain things. And hopefully we can have that on board. Hopefully we can have that on board when things come awry. We can just continue to pray and remember the reason for the season. That's just so important nowadays. Teach your kids about things, folks. Teach them. Because what we're finding out today is that the kids, like we've known for a while, the kids are doing themselves. Kids are learning what they can to keep mess going. Parents were working hard trying to make a difference, in their lives. But we have to communicate. We have to do things with them, establish relationships. Are we doing that? That is the key. That is the key. You know, I was thinking about some of the best little Christmas songs just to get you going. And I found a young man that really has some things going on. And let's see if we can give you a little bit of it. We may play it again a little bit later.
And as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, fireside's blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. And this Christmas will be a very special Christmas for me.
Christmas. I mean, nice medley. I might play that a little bit later. I really, really enjoyed that. I actually found, just searching for music and came up with that piece. Oh, my God. It's just, you know, I can listen to that one year-round. Again, it's the fourth day of December. So much is going on. So little time to talk about. You know, we talk about Hakeem Jeffries, who's most recently put in the front of, I like to say, the front of the line, that the Democratic Party, Nancy Pelosi, resigned. So Hakeem Jeffries out of New York. And, I mean, the brother's deep. Millwood High School out of New York, Crown Heights area. Then went to Georgetown, then to New York University, then Binghamton University, and then NYU School of Law. Who said we can't learn nothing? Here's a brother that's taking care of his business. Now one of the most powerful people in the country. May not be long, but guess what? On that resume, you're going to find some things awesome, awesome about this young man. Hakeem, boy, I tell you, Mr. Jeffries, born in August 4th, 1970, American politician, as they call it, attorney, who served as a U.S. representative in New York's 8th congressional district since 2013. So he's no rookie at all. He, as we say, he's from New York, the 8th district. And, you know, you always wonder, boy, that New York is a big, big place, and I'm just so proud of this young man. Some of the things that he's accomplished in this short period of time. Since 2003, the House Democratic leader has been Nancy Pelosi of California, the first female Speaker of the House in the U.S. history. And now he's going to be the Speaker of the House, Democratic leader. That will be minority leader, still head of the party. I think the party's going to ride with this. As you know, the last election, the House lost control. The Senate has control, and they're still trying to get this other vital part, which would be Reverend Warnock versus Herschel Walker. I hear that the Georgians are turning out in large proportions. Now, you remember a couple of years ago, when Georgia had this strenuous, and I call it strenuous, yes, voting laws of certain things you could and could not do. You couldn't use the bathroom. You could not leave your line. They came up with a 50+1 for majority. Now, mind you, that is 50+1 in most situations. But if they were leading with at least 50, that should have been, in most states, a victory. But Georgia, trying to use their politics, trying to jerry-rig, but they had something coming. A lot of people stood in line to make sure that they voted early. And usually the people who vote early are traditionally Democratic. In Georgia alone, you have Fulton County, DeKalb County, Clayton County, all within that Atlanta region, folks came out to vote. You had Chapman County. That's my family's county down near Savannah. And it's just, you know, again, no issue that I heard of things occurring while people were trying to vote in those counties in Georgia. So may the best man win. May the best man win. I tell you, it's going to be interesting. This political process has been something to behold. People have been cussing out, in my neighborhood, chewing out, going through all kind of rhetoric. You know, what happened to good politics? What happened to good politics? It's amazing that people don't care. They dig deep as they can to make someone hurt. When the day is over, we all have to be in this thing together. All. All right. Now, some of the areas that I had mentioned before, some of these counties, Thomas County, Grady County, those in South Georgia, Colquitt, a lot of people right down the Georgia-Florida line, Thomasville, Moultrie, Albany, Georgia, to name a few, Chatham, over on the coast, which is Savannah, Brunswick down in Glenn County. Then you work your way up on this particular map. I was trying to find out where Macon, that's another area of a lot of Democratic voters there. You have DeKalb, Cobb, Douglas, Fulton, Clayton. Just to mention a few in that immediate metropolitan area of Atlanta. So if you got some relatives, tell them Tuesday, get out and exercise your right to vote. It's going to be an event to see who steps up in the state of Georgia. I tell you, it's been a lot of negative things that are going on in Georgia. And as I said, they jerry-rig the numbers for them, but they're going to be whoever wins. This is by numerical plurality, just as is going to make it happen for the citizens of the great state of Georgia. So we're going to be watching that very, very, very closely. I didn't get a chance, but everyone was talking about the skit on Saturday Night Live when they were talking about Herschel Walker. So if you all get a chance, go to your local browser and find that. They've been pretty hard. Usually they don't hold anything back on Saturday Night Live. So it'll be interesting. I have yet to see it, but there are a lot of things. How strenuous life has been in this country, not knowing how things are going to go. We look at the gas prices, they're coming down. I know we blame parties for certain things, but I'm just so thankful that gasoline is coming down. Mortgage rates, slightly, not much. The inflation rate is going down. Hopefully we'll feel that when it comes to groceries, because usually when you go grocery shopping, a lot of those prices are just so inflated in reference to several years ago or even last year. So when gas go up, transportation, they slide right with it. You know, they go up in prices in the supermarket. Right now it's a big train union. They're trying to keep them from striking. Those who don't work for the Department of Transportation in that area, can you imagine working and you don't have sick days? Can you imagine working and you don't have paid holidays? We take so much for granted as it relates to some of these jobs that we have. But when it comes to the railroad, they can call in sick and they're not getting paid. Vacation, they get very few vacation days. And it's kind of like an onion. You know, you don't know what's in it until you peel back. And that's how this is going on with the people who work with the railroad. As a kid, if someone worked for the railroad, we thought that was the best job. My grandfather worked for the railroad. He had good money that you can work as much as you want. But if you needed to take a day off to go to the doctor, and I know things were a little differently then as it relates to that, but even today, if you work for the railroad and you wanted to go to the doctor, that would be a day without pay. So that's what they're fighting for. For those who are listening, you know, it's important that you have days, paid days off. So we're going to continue to keep an eye on that. I'll get some additional information as it relates to that particular transportation strike. It is something to behold. It is, I think about it all the time, or how fortunate we are to have, you know, days of that, be able to work around schedules, especially in places that are large enough where they have large staffs. The hospital industry itself, it can be a little tricky too, but it is what it is. You know, when you look at rail strikes, they are rare. And let's look at those who are listening in the Dallas area. Dallas is kind of the mecca, even though Fort Worth may have a larger yard. The Dallas-Fort Worth area, the amount of train cars that come through this area. Fort Worth connects north and south centrally. Dallas has a big train yard. They also is connected to a container hub, which is in Hutchins, Texas. And I'm going to say it together because it could be on the Wilma side, right down the line, Wilma-Hutchins area, where they have a lot of containers. Those who live in the Dallas area, think about it. You have the containers down there. If you drive along I-20, you notice that there's so many warehouses on I-20. Twofold. When there are trucks carrying chemicals that are harmful, they do not travel on I-30 if they're traveling from Mississippi. Just saying, from Mississippi to New Mexico, instead of them going through the harder towns, the downtowns are connected with I-30, they divert them around to I-20. So if you travel I-20, you see there's always several trucks there. If they're hazardous, they make sure they do not go through the heart of the city. And that's in most of your cities, the same plan on our interstate system. But if you go along I-20 from 45 probably to Loop 12, you'll see there are a lot of warehouses, especially Lancaster, DeSoto, and Duncanville may have a few, but most of them are from 67 east. And a lot of the cities there, whether it was Duncanville, DeSoto, Lancaster, they were complaining about the traffic in those areas. But think about the money that these companies are providing for those municipalities. So it's a win-win for those areas. A lot of people complain. They complain about the streets. Well, the city has the money, as any citizen of any municipality. If there's something going on in your neighborhood, write your city hall. If you're even better, write your representative, whether city council, state rep, whatever the case may be, U.S. rep. There are many ways to get your point across. So we'll look at that. But again, I get back, we look at the infrastructure for traveling and transporting of goods. When we have that big container stop there in the Wilma Hutchinson area. If you also look at 35, between Loop 12 and 635, there are a lot of warehouses going up there as well, right at Walnut Hill. Let me take you back. For those of you who remember the place where the go-karts, I cannot think of the name of it right now, Celebration Station. That's on 30. If you know the answer to it, help me out. I'm drawing a blank. But right on 35, they used to have this big golf place. They have now transformed this into warehouses. And if you have young kids and kids that you come in contact with, one of the hottest jobs right now in America is those who know logistics. Being in logistics, you control warehouses. Logistics control Amazon, where they have a systematic approach of where certain items are coming from, what trucks are going on. It's just amazing to see this in action. And right here in the Dallas area, you get to see a lot of different things. And if you get a chance, those who are listening, just research it a little bit, kind of increase your base knowledge of what is going on. Transportation is still big. We hear about UPS, FedEx. They do small packages. The large goods are still on the railway. They may fly a few cargo planes, but the railway is still very, very, very strong. So I pray that they get that together so those men and women who are out there making a difference in our country are being taken care of. That's what we need for them to do. It's about, looking at time, about 40 minutes after the hour. Welcome to the world, according to Drew. Just so much is going on. So much and so little time doing it. I want to play another Christmas song for you to get you in the spirit. And those who know me, I'll get my sizes and steal my shoes or whatever. I know you're going to take care. Your nice host of this show. And this is by Monica, another one of my favorites.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are, dancing golden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who watch you to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together. If the faith alive, hang a shining star upon the high, yes,
do have yourself a merry little Christmas night. That's Monica. Boy, I just, you know, when I hear these songs, I only think about reflecting on my childhood of things that were going on. Our families were very close. I mean, grandparents were very close to where we lived, and we were able to go back and forth to grandparents' home, to their homes. On one side, you get certain things on the other side, but not knowing that they used to collaborate. Look, we can say that now, but they used to get together and talk about what they were going to do, what they were going to have, and for the grandkids. And that was always a good time for me, one of those moments. I tell you, a little bit later, I'm going to ask some of our listeners, you know, what does Christmas mean to you? So if you get the opportunity, just press 1. I'll bring you up. You know, I always want this thing to be interactive. It's not about me, by no means. It's about us. And just share, you know, some of the things that Christmas means to you this season. It's a tough time. I know what I'm thinking about those who are with us, you know, in our lives that may not be with us. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough, but I know they're up there watching, making sure that, you know, if they can hit us in the head and tell us to do right or do wrong, hopefully right, that they will. But, you know, through spirit and through their training, that we carry them with us all the time. So, you know, I from that standpoint, I do not feel alone. But it is. I just think about at my house, through the holiday season, my mom was very busy. If someone was sick or needed something, she would always go. We had hated that dreadful phone call that people would call that pulled her away so that she could go check on them. So, you know, it's up, down, and in between. But, again, let's remember the reason for the season and about Christmas. There were some things I read earlier that you may not be aware of. the Annunciation. 9 months, and how they came up with how they calculated Christmas 9 months after March 25th. It was the spring equinox, as they call it. Most Christmas were celebrated on December 25th, and that's in the Gregorian calendar, which has been adopted almost universal in civil calendars used in countries throughout the world. However, part of the Eastern Christian churches celebrate Christmas on the 25th of the older Julian calendar, which currently corresponds to January 7th in the Georgian calendar. For Christians, believing that God came into the world in the form of man atoned for the sins of humanity, rather than knowing Jesus' exact birth date, is considered to be primarily purpose in celebrating Christmas. The celebratory customs associated with various countries where Christmas have a mix of pre-Christian, Christian, and secular themes and origins. Popular modern customs of the holiday include gift-giving, completing an Advent calendar, Advent wreath, Christmas music and caroling, viewing the nativity play, an exchange of Christmas cards, church services, special meal, and the display of various Christmas decorations, including Christmas trees, Christmas lights, nativity scenes, garlands, wreaths, mistletoe, and holly. In addition to several closely related and often interchangeable features of figures, known as Santa Claus, Father Christmas, St. Nicholas, Christkind, are associated with bringing gifts to children during the Christmas season and have their own body of traditions and lore. Because gift-giving and many other aspects of Christmas festival involve heightening economic activity, the holiday has become a significant event and a key sales period for retailers and businesses. Over the past few centuries, Christmas has been steadily growing economic effects on many regions of the world. And there you have it. I tell you, as a kid, Christmas couldn't come quick enough. That, I gave you the adult version, but as a kid, you know, sales, you're not looking at sales. Who looked at sales? But I tell you, I go back, and those, it might tell my age, but some of y'all know too, couldn't wait for Sears to put out their catalog, their wish book. In some regions, some people also had Montgomery Wards. Can you imagine just taking a marker and circle what you want? Is that what you want for Christmas? And your parents taking care of maybe some young kids listening. Okay, we'll tell Santa to get that for you. Now, we're adults now. We understand. Santa, you know, one year Santa looked like me. I still couldn't figure that out. He asked me to help him get things together for Christmas. I walked by the mirror and I thought it was him, but he looked just like me. So these are good times if you have grandchildren, you know, make it bright for them. It's nothing like seeing kids light up for Christmas. And then you explain to them, their comprehension is not there when they're young, up to about 4 or 5. But just make it bright. Make it bright. And some adults still think they're 4 and 5 when it comes to Christmas if they don't have anything up under their tree with their name on it. But it is a time to enjoy the music, the scenery. I will be going around town letting you all know some of the most outstanding displays here in the Metroplex. I can tell you one now. There's one called The 12 Days of Christmas. It's off Walnut Hill. If you're, and just follow me, those who know that area, If you go north of 75, get off of Walnut Hill, turn right, going east. Go over Greenville Avenue, go all the way to Fair Oaks, turn left at Fair Oaks. There's a natural preserve on your left-hand side. As soon as you pass that natural reserve, turn left. I can't think of the name of that street, but you'll go down. They have some major power lines. Go under that, the first right that you can make. Make that right, go all the way down to the end of the street and make a right, and you'll see the 12 days of Christmas. Absolutely wonderful. It is a must-see event here in Dallas. I know they have so many scenes around, but that is one of the best I've ever seen in my life, and you have to experience it. You must experience it. Trying to get some things back on track. Are you ready for giving us some of your Christmas wishes or some memories? Call us. All you got to do is press one. We'll get you on shortly. You know, I've always said that the station, I wanted it to be all about us, not just me alone. Well, as you get yourselves together, let's go with another Christmas song here by Neil.
Kiss
Wow, wow. Neo, another one of my favorites. I tell you, just so much going on. It's about 57 minutes after the hour. Welcome to the World According to Drew. I'm Andrew Wiggum live from Studio A this morning. Just trying to get you in the Christmas spirit. I know I mentioned something earlier about how, from a commercial standpoint, people are making a lot of money. But we'll always remember the reason for the season. That is what we're trying to accomplish. You know, with the kids and everything, I know it is the toughest thing to do. And we need something to celebrate because there's so much going on in the world. You can see what's going on over in China. China has, they're using phones to track a lot of the people that participated in some of the demonstrations. Now, that's kind of crazy. Where's your sense of privacy that you're supposed to have? As you mentioned, I said supposed to have. We know, we think everything is private, but a lot of things do go across the wire in this country or throughout the world. And it's just unbelievable how these things may have transpired as well. I think about, again, let me just, I'm working on something as well. Think about how we have, we've had so many ups and downs. We think about global warming. I always say it's bad when Greenland or Iceland is green and Greenland could be ice. We don't know what's going on. Some things we've played with that atmosphere so much. Things are different where it's a tomato, a seed from a tomato yesterday, and today it's a big red tomato. We're altering some of the natural states of matter in our country, throughout this world. And it's all about getting things, getting products as quickly as possible. Craziness. You know, we talk about that when we looked at it, well, weeks ago, we talked about some of these mass shootings. See, we enjoy the season, but there are other things. Christmas can cover up things like in Colorado Springs, Charlottesville, Virginia, Chesapeake, Virginia, just to name a few. You know, is there a silver lining in the midst of all the turmoil that we have? It's what you make it. We keep moving through it and continue to pray for those who are affected by those traumatic incidents, and we just try to make it as best as we can on our end. Please talk to your kids. When these things happen, make them abreast of what's going on. Maybe they can do a little I know this wasn't very popular with me growing up, but you can do it with your kids or grandkids. I had to write reports all the time to my mom, whether she read it or not. You know, it put me in a predicament where I was able to, where writing was not a stranger to me. But once I got older, and even now my professional life writing. So there are many things they can do to stay engaged and keep these kids active, because we don't want the streets to take them over. That's the last thing. These streets are not forgiving. And you're talking to a kid that's been very fortunate, where I had friends that got into a lot of mischief. But if it wasn't for things that my parents may have done for other families, where the kids that were the main ones, they'll tell me to go home. Something getting to go down, and of course, curiosity wanted me to stick around, but this particular guy in the neighborhood, he was a hot shot, so to speak, and he told me if I didn't go home, he was going to take me home. So you didn't want to, you know, deal with that, so I would go, and then you read about or hear about what may have transpired after, okay? And that went on anywhere, you know, great neighborhoods, medium neighborhoods, bad neighborhoods, whatever, you know, it's part of the culture. And when I say that, it's not that things can happen, you know, but we want positive things, and we learn even from the negative things of what to do, what not to do, and things of that nature. Because you don't have to be from this particular neighborhood for things to be negative. You know, somebody could be rolling through. But just always, I was taught, keep your head on the swivel. Know what's going on around you. That could happen anywhere. That could happen in Highland Park. That could happen over by North Park. Anything. Don't always have to be in our neighborhood. Of course, they always advertise what's going on in our neighborhood. We know how that goes. But, you know, be quite frank with your kids and grandkids and let them know the reality of what's going on out there in this world. It's about 3 minutes after the hour. You know, we usually go through black college sports, but I want to go over some things this morning. We may have some people from the state of Mississippi. Deion Sanders has signed a contract with the Colorado Buffaloes, University of Colorado, in Boulder, Colorado. What is the state now of our historically black colleges and universities? I think he's put his brand in. I hope that we continue to carry that banner. There is a, you know, there's a major hate in the SWAT. You know, you to know Deion, you know he's kind of boastful, and that's mild, or what people may. But if you remember, this guy, he talked a lot of noise, but he backed it up on the field. His resume speaks for itself. A couple of world championships in football, two different teams. Played in the World Series. In the College Hall of Fame. And in the Pro Hall of Fame. You know that cliche, some things speak for itself. And he has transformed Jackson State, which meant a lot to those folks from Mississippi. And now they're getting word that he's moving on. He put a stamp on Jackson State and hope Jackson State will continue to carry that banner. He had a record of 26-5, which included an undefeated season this year. You know, we say something if Jimbo Fisher leaves Florida State and goes to Texas A&M or vice versa, wherever the case may be. But here's a brother that's taking advantage of the opportunity to coach, and who knows, maybe they'll reach for him to be an NFL coach. Maybe that's his end road. Maybe that would be his end road. How many players you know have played two professional sports? There have been a couple. Two professional sports simultaneously. How many? Now, one may have played football or basketball, but never together. The dude is real. And some of the things, I always talk to friends about the fact that there are not too many professional players. They know how to play the game. But do they know how to teach the game? Do they know how to coach? Do they know all the responsibilities associated with coaching other than what they've seen? Have they been able to demonstrate it? Very few have. And I tell you this, and you look, a lot of the head coaches around might have been average players during their day. And I tell everybody, not too many superstars become great coaches because they know the work they put in. They understand what it takes to get to the top. And maybe that might be their expectations for everybody. So they kind of get lost in the shuffle. The Magic Johnsons, all world, had trouble coaching. Larry Bird had trouble because they knew what it took to win. And their work ethic was a lot different than some of these kids that are playing professional sports right now. So I can respect Deion Sanders for his decision. We're going to have a special show about that probably on Wednesday. Those who listen, we'll let you know. Or check Texas Metro News. We'll throw it out there for everybody to be a part of. And just talk about our growth in professional sports. Could this be a way of trying to get ownership? Yeah, we have Michael Jordan, part owners, a lot of people, part owners. So do we have that majority owner? Look at the National Football League. I have not seen any man of color or woman of color. They might work on the board, but ownership is what we're doing. Anytime we do anything outside the norm, there's some repercussions associated with it. Now, the hottest news right now out of Dallas, a picture showed up of Jerry Jones. I think he's about 14. This is when they integrated the schools, and some of the kids were bothering some of the African-American kids. And in the back, there's Jerry Jones. Now, we don't know what his mindset was, but it's like, wow, he caught okay in the camera. The reason I bring that up, because when Kyrie Irving, you know, he could be a little to the left, to the right, stood and said some things about the Jewish community. They suspended him. They fined him on how he felt about that. His owner said something happened 65 years ago where the black kids were confronting going to the Arkansas school. But yet still, when you do the national anthem, if you kneel, you will now no longer be a part of my football team. First time they show solidarity after Colin Kaepernick kneels, Jerry kneel with his players. My question, are you in or are you out? Are you with us or are you not with us? There's no in between. Is it up or is it down? Is it black or is it white? We didn't say gray. None of the other colors. It's either one or the other. A lot of people try to stand in the middle to just get accepted. But feel what you feel. Believe what you feel. Do what you feel. Those are decisions that everyone has to make for themselves. I'm not going to tell you how to feel or what to do about things. That's your decision. But feel happy with the person that you see when you look in the mirror. I guarantee when you look in the mirror, you won't see my face. And I'm sure I won't see your face when I look in the mirror. But those are the things that we're going through in this country. Good for some, but not all. Craziness, folks. I mean absolutely craziness in this country. I look at what some of our folks are going through in this country. Why don't we do everything to try to make this season great for some people? If you have an old coat, let me know. I know our agency that are taking coats. Maybe we can help somebody out. Those are the things that we really need to do. Help somebody that's less fortunate. I don't have $1 million. I may feel like I have $1 million. Until I go to the bank and then I get the reality of it. But let's plead to help someone that's less fortunate. That's one of the greatest gifts you can ever give to anybody. Coat, sweater, you know, whatever you so desire. It's about 10 minutes after the hour. Please get on our e-blast at metronews.com. We're on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube channel, as well as Instagram. So we're going to be moving this up. We're going to be going on camera here soon. We're working on some deals so that you can see my handsome face on every Sunday. So we're working towards it. It's a slow process. I have some logistic things that I have to work out first, but we are looking at it. All right, on your e-blast today, December Awareness, Seasonal Affective Disorder Month is going on now. HIV and AIDS is December Awareness Month. Human Rights Awareness Month is also for December. Congratulations to Jackson State, who won the SWAC championship, defeating Southern yesterday 43-24. They're undefeated, and it's a great, great accomplishment for Jackson State. We talk about Megan versus Tory Trail. Through their collaboration with SOHH, we'll have coverage of it on or through. Follow www.texasmetronews.com. Again, www.texasmetronews.com. You can follow that. Quite interesting. Megan and Tory Trail. It's all about the money. There's going to be a private screening of a movie called The Guardian. And Charles Bush, the filmmaker and photographer, Jason Lane is the filmmaker. Guardians is a faith-based action series that will be available in January 2023. On PureFlex, okay, a faith-based streaming platform and a wholly owned subsidy of Sony Pictures Entertainment. In Guardians, James DeWitt III stars as Jack, a reluctant hero who rescues people from living and and is determined to slow down and live a more normal life and maybe find a girlfriend. His veteran partner, David, however, has other plans as the latest mission pits them against vicious cartel and vengeful adversary. Tickets for this private screening will be Monday, December 5th, which is tomorrow, Studio Grill in Arlington. I guess they call it Studio Grill Highlands at 225 Merchants Row, Arlington, Texas, 76018, with a red carpet arrivals beginning at 6:30. Can be purchased in advance. Thank you, Eva Coleman. Eva's another seasoned veteran journalist. This week or today, we talk about some of the violence that's going on in Haiti. How buying a home may not be out of your reach as you think. Helpful hints that you can find on our e-blast. They say that Megan Thee Stallion, first black woman to grace the cover of Forbes 30/30. Estimated $13 million in earnings a year. The Houston rapper was a natural choice for the cover. Check that out. Celebration of the black press continuing their legacy. If you look on there, the Garland Journal's Texas Metro News been around for 10 years. Check it out. Yours truly, I did a promo for that. They may have a way that you can go back and look. We congratulated Cheryl on 12 years of service to this community. Happy anniversary to those Mr. and Mrs. Jones of 4 years, Mr. and Mrs. Semeca of 13 years, Sir and Lauren Denae, their anniversary as well. We give you global, but we also give you some community items to keep you up on everything that's going on. Shedeur Sanders, officially the first HBCU player, is first one to be paid. You know, they can pay some of the college students now through a different portal, and he's one of the ones that have been actually selected. And because the kids, let me take you back in time. There was a coach, I want to say Giles, if I didn't get that right, please forgive me, that was over at SMU. And we love SMU for some of the things they've done for the community, but this particular one, I think they really goofed it. They fired their basketball coach for providing a box of Tide. You heard me, T-I-D-E, soap powder, washing powder, washing detergent. You know, there's different things from different parts of the world. Laundry detergent, soap powder, you know what I'm talking about. Just a box of Tide, coach get fired. Now, would it have been best for him to just stick it in the tree and somebody direct the young man over? Kids are getting cars, apartments, parents getting jobs, and the coaches are still working. But when a coach of color gives a kid a box of Tide to wash the clothes, something's wrong with that picture. Something to think about, folks. Something to think about. Some of the voices in the heart community-based events, they're going to have a heart condition and hiding of the plane site. Dr. Carlisle will be on board, who's over the CV Roman Medical Society. They're going to be having a get-together community-based entrance. If you go online, you can register for that. Metro News salutes Malika Warren, Langston University 2022 College Basketball Hall of Famer. Right here in the area. And Langston is one of our fine historically black universities there in Langston, Oklahoma. Great things are going on up there in Langston. There's different things that, let me go back a little bit. Look what listen, think. A picture is worth 1,000 words. There's a sign out there that says Super Combo. Fish, wings, and shrimp. Meal, catfish, not swy. Now, you know, swy is the new catfish in some areas. Some people like it, some don't. If I don't know, I'm okay. But they all taste about the same. But they let you know they don't have swy. I would love to speak with somebody from Mississippi. They had a real catfish. Let me tell you this story. Growing up in Florida, my thing is I went fishing quite a bit. If you caught a saltwater catfish, you will put it back. I've cut the line. They've been put back with hooks on them and everything. That's been many years ago, so I don't think those fish are alive today. But my grandfather always told us that the tentacle of a catfish would touch your skin or sting you. You would sleep for 2 weeks. That's how they scared us. And so Catfish never meant anything. So I moved to Dallas some years ago. I go and the first thing they have, I see is catfish. So I stayed away. I look for brim, freshwater trout, all of that, lake trout. Then I went to a party. It was a party hospital at that time I was working with, and they had catfish nuggets. Now, either I was extremely hungry, I didn't care what it was, but when I had a few pieces, I thought it was the best thing. Seasoned very well, and that was my introduction to catfish. Now, mind you, my family felt the same way. My dad came out to visit, and he swore he'd never eat catfish, so I said, well, yeah, I pulled a trick on him. We took him, got some catfish. He said, boy, that smelled good. I said, tastes good too, Daddy. We got down, we sat, we ate the catfish. Now, mind you, you know, my dad's a mild-mannered man, but you can stir his dandruff up a little bit. I didn't say nothing for a couple of days, and I said, Dad, you want some more of that fish? It sure was good. He said, yes, it was. What kind of fish was that? I said, catfish. He looked at me like I lost my mind. But it goes to show when you're from different regions of the country, try food. That's what I wanted to say. Try it because you never know what is good until you try it. We turn our nose up at a lot of things, and just give it a try. So I say that on top of the not having swine. Business spotlights here in the E-Blast. The superb woman of the day is Tiffany Black. Hailing from Hackensack, New Jersey, studied African American studies at North Carolina at Chapel Hill. And it's good to see. I want to, Tiffany, congratulations on being selected. It's a shame that we don't embrace our culture. Know our history. I'm always stating, how can you move forward when you don't know where you've been? And we really need to learn more about us. Everybody else seems to want to know about us. And we don't care. I think if we take kinship and ownership to who we are and where we, how do we get to this point, then I think we'll feel different about ourselves. You and I had no control of how we came out. Tall, short, left-handed, right-handed. We had no control of that. So know who you are. Research your history. And you'd be surprised at some of the things, the greatest gifts that have been given to the world has been people that look like you and I. Now, it is December. We go through Christmas. I want to announce early that we will be having our annual health expo. It's going to be held on the Martin Luther King Day observance. We'll go to the parade, and then we'll proceed over to Fair Park, over to the African American Museum. It is a sight to behold. If you're interested in doing that, call 214-941-0110. Again, 214-941-0110. And that will help you get registered. We're looking for vendors. If you got some information that's pertinent for our community, please participate. We want you. This is a good way to get your businesses out in the public. Want to send some happy birthday shouts out. And then today's the 4th, so you might have a couple of people in and out. Jay-Z, Orlando Brown. Remember Orlando Brown? The little engine that could and the, what was it, Major Payne. He also started with That's a Raven. Tyra Banks, Angel Wright, Joshua Osei, Christopher B. Duncan, Tony Todd, Cassie Gossam, Vicky S. Jones, Brian K. Adams, Nikki Mayo, DC, I guess that's how they pronounce it, I apologize, Campbell, Charles, Society, Badibo. Ooh, tongue twister, but we got through it. All of us celebrating birthdays. And happy birthday from us. Now, she's spotlighting Aaliyah Terry, that graduated class of 22 from Florida A&M University, Daily Spotlight, Homegrown Gospel Reunion, and Christmas Celebration. It's going to be at the Potter's House over in Fort Worth. So check your local listings. Fred Hammond and Mark Clark, some good old gospel singers from Black History, Hampton, that is. Celebrating 195 years of Black Press. Now, remember, some of you might be a little young to remember, there was always a little Black paper in my neighborhood, and we look forward to it. We may have had that subscription more than that of the local paper. I grew up in a moderate-sized town and or city, and we couldn't wait Tuesdays and Fridays for the Black newspaper. Cover the events, covered, I guess, everything from A to Z. That was your way of staying connected with the community. Excuse me, with the community. So a lot of things going on, and we want you to look at www.texasmetronews.com. Again, www.texasmetronews.com, along with the www.garlandjournal.com, www.myimessenger. If you like this newsletter, please forward this email to a friend. Not only a friend, but just let them know that information so that we can keep you connected on what's going on. So I'm excited for Christmas, the reason for the season. Teach our kids it's not all about the gifts. It's about the season. Excited. And for next year, when we kick the year off, looking at the Health Expo, where a lot of our Black companies, African-American-owned companies, step up to the forefront. Last year, I met a young lady who had some ginger products. I fell in love with that. Found out where Ann's Health Food was, and the rest is history. So you'll see some interesting things, body products, natural products. You know, it's everything you want to find and more. We will have that available. It's about 31 minutes after the hour. I know I see our callers on. If you want to say what Christmas means to you, or any additional information you would like to get out to us, please, please feel free to press 1. We'll get you on, talk a little bit. Some of the things that we did talk about, you know, holidays, what it may mean to you. Hakeem Jeffries, the new Speaker of the House out of New York. The Georgia elections, Warnock and Walker. Gun violence still going on in this country. China using cell phones to track people who are protesting. Where is the privacy? Where is the privacy? That's what I like to talk about. And then, again, we'll talk about some holiday tips. I'm telling you, folks, it's so serious. And let me just add this. I'm going to get into it. If you love ordering from Amazon or doing anything on the net, find out if they have some secured boxes. at Walmart or Target, 7-Eleven, so that you can get your gifts without looking over your shoulder all the time or running the risk where people will come and take your stuff off your porch. Those are the things that we are following this morning. Things we are following. I tell you, I see some people on, they shy this morning. You can tell us what you want for Christmas. And I want to share this one with you again. One of my favorites. One of my favorites. Happy Holidays, L. Young. Here we go.
I'm gonna get to know you better this Christmas. And as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together this Christmas. Fireside waving bright with caroling through the
toys and goodies.
child is gonna spy to see if a reindeer really know how to fly. So I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from one.
Can you believe this? Let me let you in on a secret. That was L. Young. If you go to YouTube, this brother, that was totally a cappella. He did everything. He did the bass line. He did the chorus. He did the solo. If you can go to YouTube and you will see L. Young. He has a Christmas. He has Luther, Stevie, Michael. He's done them all. And, you know, it's some nice quiet music while you're sitting at your desk or at home, or check him out. I mean, the brother's deep. And that's all a cappella, y'all. Everything. And one of my favorites, I've been knowing about that several years ago, but just wanted to share that with you, kind of get you in the holiday spirit. It's about 40 minutes after the hour. We're just so excited to have you here on The World According to Drew as we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. And we've talked about some things today, talked about the transportation, potential strike that could affect us in so many ways. We talked about how Christmas came about. Actually started from March 25th, and then they counted, of course, 9 months later, of course, it's December 25th. So kind of get on the history. We've always known 25th of December is Christmas. But as far as historians, to trace it back to March, which makes sense, 9 months, they went through and how the word of Jesus was born and is transcended throughout this country, throughout this world. So keep up with that. Hakeem Jeffries again, House Speaker, brothers very deep out of New York. Some nice places he's been, Georgetown, NYU. You know, you can't say the brother didn't get there. I'm sure some of our other institutions throughout this world have created great, helped create great personalities in this country. But Speaker of the House, it may not be there long for the majority party, but you can't take it off his resume once he's gone through. So we're just so excited for him. As he's embarking on this great, great adventure in his life, in our lives as well. State of Georgia just completed their early voting. Now everything's based on Tuesday. Reverend Warnock, Herschel Walker running for U.S. Senate. Here there are great numbers for early voting there in Georgia. I know we have some people in Clayton County, DeKalb, Fulton, you go all the way down to Thomas and all the way down to the far end of the state, right on the Georgia-Florida line, on the Georgia-Alabama line, Georgia-South Carolina line, Georgia-Tennessee. A lot of states Georgia connect to, but very crucial. Again, we question some of the things that the Georgians, I guess, if you can pronounce those people, citizens of Georgia, and the legislature try to change things up where the accounting, in most places, if you have 50 plus one, that is considered the majority, or plurality is what it's called when you have plenty of just the numbers. But Georgia wanted to make sure you had at least 50% plus one, and nobody, I think 50.3, so now this was why they're having a runoff. Reverend Warnock was in a runoff before. So let's see if he continue to work his magic. There's still a lot of speculation about Herschel, both in Georgia and in Texas. So we want to see how that unfolds as well. Gun violence. Still picking up a little here, a little there. We have to be responsible. We have to teach our kids, grandkids, the importance of what that is all about. But still, we're losing too many young men, too many young ladies from gun violence. Again, too many young people are dying of gun violence. How they get into guns? I tell you time and time again, if you choose to have a gun in your house, lock it up. Put it somewhere where the kids can't find it. Top of the closet works. I tell you, even as an old man, I've said in previous shows, I knew where our gun was in the house, and I did everything not to even get close to it. Fall over the bed. I knew it was always in the closet, up at the top, far right, furthest point in the room where we had a firearm. And my mother would scare me to death, put the fear in me that if I touched it, I would die. Now, you got to pull the trigger, right? Something like that, but I didn't want to deal with that. When she told me that, I, even as an adult, walked right by it. Falling over the bed, just stay away from it. Those are the things that we remember, and we must keep our kids abreast of what's going on. Keep it covered. Keep it out of sight, out of reach. Another incident we followed today, and I just want to get you to reply a little bit. How do you feel about China using cell phones to track down their protesters? If China has that capability, what do you think is going on in our area too? They always talk about bing off the tower. It can always tell where you are. Is this an invasion of privacy? Is it an invasion of anything? I want to hear from you all. Just press 1 and let me know. Just stirring it up a little bit. Want it to be interactive as we have about 14 minutes left in the broadcast. What do you think about China doing what it's doing? While you're getting your nerve to press your button, I'll tell you, it can be used constructively. In cases, murder cases, but just for someone who is protesting, where's your privacy there? Privacy at any point, but you doing it because of the protesters, not because the protesters hurt someone or hurt the officer. They're just doing it to track, to retaliate. That's something that should not be going on. Should not be going on. And I just think when these countries had mass, did I say mass? Demonstrations that are coming up against their countries and they're doing this. We have a call. Thank you from this 678. Georgia, what's going on? Georgia is on my mind. What's going on?
Georgia's on everybody's mind. But I just wanted to just comment on what you were saying about China. It is an egregious breach of trust because, just like you mentioned, it's when someone is doing wrong, like you said, a murder or whatever, and they can ping off of cell towers. But this is just China's government throwing their hand in doing whatever. You know, throughout history, they've always dictated to their people a little different than what we're accustomed to. So I'm quite sure they may have done this a time or two before, but it just wasn't widely known, because now you have that younger generation that's not putting up with what their ancestors put up with. You know, and that's just my take on it. But I hear I'm with my local 732 union here in Georgia, and going around, you know, just ensuring people get out to vote, you know, and whatnot. What I was hearing, which I thought was crazy, but you know, I just had to have a straight face. Well, I ain't gonna vote. I don't want them to know where I live. I don't know this. That. I'm like, what? What you mean? You know, just so. And I said that to say this, to link it with China. They already know. Not only following who was at the rallies or whatever, they're monitoring their Facebook, their whatever, Snapchat, ChapSnap, whatever they have over there. So it's just the card that the government chooses to play, and that's because they can. And let's just hope that we get good people in office that won't try to imitate what they're seeing in other countries.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, y'all can take Herschel Walker back to Texas because, ooh.
Well, he's always welcome. Look, he's always welcome in his states, you know, who he follows. I'm surprised more people didn't come out. Around here when he was playing at his heyday, he was the whole bowl of cherries. He was the grits and the gravy around Texas. And we so happy that he did come to Dallas because when they traded him, that's when we won the Super Bowl. So we got a lot of people. Well, he had a heck of a net worth. I had to catch myself. You know I was about to say that.
Yeah.
But he had a heck of a net when he left Dallas. So we are grateful for Herschel Walker for being who he was at that time, that we got so many picks when he went to Minnesota. But
he can't see the forest for the trees.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You said that right. Now, I will share this with you. When we looked at some of the people, some of the lines, this is what they show us. Now, we only see what they want us to see, of the lines of people that are there. They talked about how people are not, what was that they had mentioned, that the numbers were down, and everything I tried to see, they showed us, had some long lines, some challenges for some people. But people say they were determined. They were going to let nothing stop them from getting out of line. And I know they have to gerrymander some rules for this particular moment when they said that you couldn't get out of line or you couldn't do this. And I'm saying, well, okay, somebody using the bathroom or something of that nature, what do you do?
No. It's not get out of line. They were talking about because of previous elections that the lines were so long that you had people with hearts that saw people with children standing in line that when they got water and little snacks, chips or whatever to calm the children down. It was just an act of kindness. But what the left saw it as, that as somebody trying to persuade someone to vote a particular way, when that definitely was not the case. No one had a water bottle say, hey, vote for my candidate, or a bag of chips, you know, whatever. It was just some people that just had a kind heart. But I think on the real, Brian Kemp and the Secretary of State, well, especially the Secretary of State, Roethlisberger, he really thought he was not going to win. And from just talking with just people I work with, the younger people I work with, I ain't heard of B. Nugent or whatever. I'm like, she had commercials. She came out. Brad Roethlisberger didn't campaign. He had one commercial. One. But what I found out that a lot of people, when they don't pay attention, and it goes, oh, well, this person was the incumbent, so, you know, I guess they did a good job. I'm going to just vote for them. And then on different other platforms that we saw or heard people talking, especially, I forget the young man name that has a talk show on WOAK here in that's on Clark, Atlanta, and they did they went out and they did a study talking to African-American men, you know, about because how the numbers, when you go to the Secretary of State website and you see how many active voters that there was on this last election and the breakdown, so many African-American men, when it came to Brian Kemp and Stacey Abrams, and their thing was they weren't ready for a woman to tell them what to do. But you'd rather have a person that's been telling you what to do. And, you know, and then one guy was like, yeah, you know, I don't have to worry about getting approved to get my guns. What? But get caught with one and see what happens. See how it worked for you. Because that part is not going to change regardless of what's been signed. You're still going to be looked at in the same light you was looked at before. And you're going to have to go through more to get that passed because you are licensed to carry. Oh, well, for this matter, you don't have to be licensed to carry. You can just carry because you're over 18.
Yeah.
Which is just retarded. But, you know, and so many people here are caught up in I'm a Republican now because I'm in this tax bracket. Mm-hmm. I'm like, where do you get that from?
Mm-hmm.
But you want the same thing us poor folks want. But you feel obligated to stand in this corner, and they can give a left shoe about you. I'm like, I can't call it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the thing that upsets me is that you got to be 21 to buy liquor.
Mhm.
Okay. This is on the books now. We know if you're 15
mm-hmm.
and go to the right, you can get whatever you want. But at least on the books, 21. And why can't it be a national search for? I mean, a thing for guns? Because you find a lot of kids, their first little breakup, look, in high school, then it comes to be crazy. Or you just graduated high school at 18, and then you go and assault elementary school. I mean, the proof is in the pudding right there. You have all the results of why this thing should be at least 21. And that's what I just don't figure. But, again, when you can take an AK-15 and go hunting, let me know how your game look when you take an AK-15, 12, whatever the number is, when you go try to shoot a deer. Tell me what you're going to bring back.
Absolutely nothing splatter on you if you're close enough. You know, but what I found too, Drew, is that a lot of people, they don't have a real argument of their own. They're arguing from things of the past. And I'm like, but we are ever evolving, and you don't think about what we've evolved to, because every time something, when it's black or white, people want to holler about my ancestors, and I bet you out of 100 people, 99 of them can't tell you a thing about their ancestors, what they actually went through. I watch Henry Louis Gates on Finding Your Roots, and a lot of times you see some of our brothers and sisters on there, and he's unveiling their history. Oh, I just knew my ancestors came from Africa or whatever, and everybody didn't come off that road.
Right.
You came from a whole lot of places, but we just assume because of what we've seen through history that we've read in our own books, not their books. But you got to open your own book and find your own roots.
Right.
And
you know, I love
go ahead.
His story instead of history. We've been told his story. Yes.
His story. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I think the greatest thing for us at one particular time in our life is that when we had to go to class on Moncrief, we had to go whatever Moncrief is in your neighborhood. You tell me you had to walk to school. Y'all, and those teachers really cared about shaping individuals to become adults. They were about concerned about it. Now the teachers, some of them, are just out for the check. Don't care if you get their objectives or not.
Exactly.
So when it was in the neighborhood, we care. Yeah, go ahead.
A good proof of that, Andrew, is my mother-in-law is a retired 45-year educator. She is 85 years old. When on Friday, we were out and about. Do you know how many people just came up to, hey, Miss Filson, you taught me in the second grade, and this person, 40, 50 years old, like, she was supposed to remember you. And I'm like, the difference is you were a child and you evolved. You know, she was already matured and she just got a little gray on top, but, you know, she is still recognizable, you know.
Right.
But it's not just, hey, how you doing? And they may have their children and they have a story to tell. And even with my own children, when she kept them for the summer for us, oh, she had class. She, all the kids in this family, when you went over there, oh, baby, you had class. And it wasn't just 1, 2, 3 ABC. It was the whole kit caboodle.
But see, then we had educators. We didn't have we had teachers that were about educating. You know, some nouns are past adjectives. You get it, good, if not. But we're going to talk about that a little bit more. I thank you, as always. Good luck in the great state of Georgia. We're pulling for you all, pulling for the best candidate.
Yes, you are.
My chair.
Oh, yes.
Reverend Warner, Herschel Walker. We'll leave it at that, and all praises. Hey, folks, as always, thank you for being a part of the World According to Drew. We'll be back next Sunday. Hey, go out and hug somebody. Let them know how much you love them, how much you care. If you have grandkids, little young ones, reach out to them. Give them a positive word. Create a positive pathway for them so that they can be successful students and citizens. On behalf of Cheryl Smith and the whole Texas Metro team, I'm Andrew Wiggum. I'll be black next week. Peace. Thank you.